The Fight Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by the premier arbitrage sports betting tool, Avo. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsversusodds.com. That's arbsversusodds.com. And finally, in honour of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a tailor-made Spider X putter for free. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters.
Sometimes you think about
how we got here.
The different paths.
The different paths.
Which have led us into making that walk.
Keep going. For this is a sport of heart. Skill and determination of how deep we're willing to dig.
To find out what we're made of.
What we are made of.
And onde o impossível
se vuelve possible.
In dreams.
Are realized.
There is something in the air tonight.
There is something in the air tonight.
And we honor
that today.
At UFC 300. What started in the Mile High City over 30 years ago arrives tonight at the milestone of milestones for the most epic celebration to date, UFC 300, in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And on a legendary night, legends will be made. Legacies will collide, and the primal scream will go up. Loud enough to induce nightmares in the light heavyweight division. As a two-division champion and one of the deadliest marksmen on the planet, has tapped into the native spirit of a stone-faced killer. Ready to avenge his mentor and defend the title against the former champ, who's coming back for what's his, the belt he never lost.
The moral way that this ends, the man's going to sleep.
With the highest strike rate in the light heavyweight storied history and a streak of pure savagery that won't quit.
Oh! Jamal Hill! Sweet dreams!
First, in one of the most highly anticipated fights at women's strawweight, the first ever China versus China battle for the UFC championship, as the most decorated fighter the strawweight division will ever know is back.
Now she's got it!
There's the top! Sean Weili!
Ready to declare herself as the bully of Beijing. Yet coming for her fury unleashed, with the distinction of having among the very best strike rates in strawweight history, and determined to return to China with the belt around her waist. Plus, the BMF title is on the line, and the man holding it has proven he's not just the baddest man on the planet, but the definition of hell personified.
Justin Gaethje!
Who has dished out more punishment than anyone else. Except maybe one man, the legendary Hawaiian himself, an iconic future Hall of Famer who runs directly into the line of fire because fear is not in his vocabulary. And he is the fire itself. They don't come bigger than this, stacked from pillar to post with champions of the highest order and the greatest assemblage of fighters to ever gather under one roof. It's time to make that walk. The time for unrivaled greatness has arrived. Live from the sold-out T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's UFC 300, Pereira versus Hill, and it starts.
You are listening to The Fight Show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, previewing the main fights going down tonight from UFC 300. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can follow me on one of my two X accounts. The first one is at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer because I am, of course, the host of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And you can win money by listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, by subscribing to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, the most winning podcast in the SGPN family. But let me also mention, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are actually giving away a tailor-made SpiderX putter. You can enter for free to win this at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You have until the Masters is over to enter that competition. Let me also tell you that you can follow me at LockBettingX as well. That's at LockBettingX. On that account, I give my sports betting opinions. I give you guys free play winners. And most significantly, unlike many other cappers, I actually post my profit and loss spreadsheets. And unlike any other capper, my spreadsheets add up to 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is, in 130 months, which is a decade, 10 years plus 10 additional months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting ever. I've had losing days, loads of them. I've had losing weeks, but I've never lost across that 30 to 31 day period. And I also do this with sensible bankroll management. So if you think I'm chasing losers with bigger plays and getting lucky, you'd be wrong, because all my spreadsheets are there to have a look at. The pinned tweet at the top of at LockBettingX is the latest profit and loss spreadsheet. You can scroll down and find the others, or you can find them in one easy location, which is LockBetting.com, where you can also sign up for additional plays. And if you have any questions, my DMs at LockBettingX are open. That's at LockBettingX, at LockBettingX. But before you shoot me any kind of message, do your research. I encourage you to do your due diligence. Have a look at the spreadsheets. Have a look at how we manage your bankroll. Look at the type of bets that we do. Look at the sports that we bet on. And you won't find any monopoly money terminology on there. 5-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays, well plays, max plays, play of the week, month, year, or century. None of that garbage. Just real stakes for real people looking to make an extra income from sports betting and have more fun sports betting, because winning is more fun than losing. And that's what we've been doing for 130 straight months over at Lock Betting. So let's move on with this edition of the Fight Show. We are here, of course, to cover UFC 300. Now, this is an unbelievable card, contrary to what the narrative might be out there. The narrative is what it is because people were expecting a huge name on this card. We're looking at Jon Jones. We're looking at the return of Conor McGregor. These were some of the names that were speculated. But instead, what we've got is an all-round excellent card. And this has led to people being disappointed by it. I don't think that your hardcore UFC fan base, the people that know about UFC, are actually disappointed by this card. I think it would be your casual audience. And often, yeah, when you have these UFC Centurion cards, UFC 100, UFC 200, UFC 300, they do automatically draw in a larger casual audience. And historically, Dana White has placed big marquee fights on these shows. Now, I reckon there probably was a very, very big effort to get those fights made. I know Jon Jones was asked how far into his recovery he was and he couldn't make it. I know that Israel Adesanya wouldn't return for UFC 300. And I also know that there's got to be something not quite right with this Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler situation, particularly from Conor's side, because when we see him going to boxing matches looking like a coked up psychopath, you immediately look at him and think, there's something not right here with Conor McGregor. He can't be fighting anytime soon. And we continue to see it, we continue to see it, we continue to see it. We continue to be promised a fight. We continue to be told it's going to be in a few months' time and there's an announcement coming. But still, we're at UFC 300. Conor's not on it. the fight was supposed to be postponed until the summer, not that it ever was officially on UFC 300. And so far, there's no date or anything attached to it, to the point where I actually feel people might be losing interest in the fight. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to ever happen. Conor said if he does fight, or when he fights, it's going to be against Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler's even been on WWE programming to challenge Conor McGregor and to promote the fight. But as things stand, there is no fight. Not a 301, not a 302, not a 303. There's no Conor McGregor Michael Chandler fight, so I don't know when that's going down. All I do know is that it's not on this card. Israel Adesanya is not on this card. John Jones is not on this card. And therefore, as I mentioned, the narrative is that UFC 300 is somewhat underwhelming. But as I said, I disagree with that when you run through the matches. I think this is a card for the purists. I think this is a card for the hardcores. And they are definitely going to enjoy what they see tonight, in my opinion. We start off with the main events, where Alex Pereira is the favourite against Jamahal Hill. Pereira is priced up as an 8-11 favourite with 6-5 plus 120 available here on Jamahal Hill. Both of these guys are very, very dangerous and they can finish you in a split second. Six of Alex Pereira's seven TKO KO wins have come in rounds one or two. So not only is he dangerous, he can put your lights out real fast. Jamahal Hill, on the other hand, he has finished four of his last five UFC fights by TKO KO as well. And when we look at the method of victory markets, a TKO KO is heavily fancied here in tonight's fight. Alex Pereira is priced up at 5-4 to get it done via TKO KO. Jamahal Hill is priced up at 9-4. Pereira's at 18-1 to get a submission and 11-2 to get a decision, whilst Jamahal Hill is at 11-1 to win by submission and 7-1 to win by a decision. Now, the odds are almost telling you to not bother with the money lines and to go with the knockout prices. I would probably go with those and maybe take small hedges on the decisions, because these two guys do have solid chins as well. But I don't think we'll be seeing a submission tonight in this fight. So you can possibly go to the double chance market to secure yourself a better price, where Alex Pereira is available at 5-6 minus 120 to win by take TKO or decision. And Jamahal Hill is available at 13-10 to win via TKO or decision. So marginally better prices on those if you take away the submissions. But I think it's a safe way to go, as I don't see a submission in tonight's fight. I see it being finished, and I see it being finished well before the championship rounds, which brings us over to the total rounds market. The under 2.5 rounds is at 4-6 minus 150. And for me, that is correct. The over 2.5 is at 6-5. Under 3.5 is at 4-11, with over 3.5 at 2-1. Under 4.5 is at 1-3 minus 300, with over 4.5 at 5-2. Will the fight go the distance? Yes, is at 3-1 plus 300. And no, is at 1-4 minus 400. So people are very much expecting fireworks tonight. And whilst Alex Pereira is the favourite because he's seen as the bigger puncher, I've seen a lot of UFC fighters who've been in there and done it picking Jamahal Hill to win this fight. That includes Michael Bisping, and that also includes Israel Adesanya as well. Now, for me, when I'm looking at these two fighters individually and I'm looking at their strengths and weaknesses, I feel that Alex Pereira, since he started in MMA, has shown clear holes in his overall game, which is something that you cannot say about Jamahal Hill. Now, if Hill actually decides to expose Pereira's lack of ground game, then this could suddenly become a comfortable night for Hill, making these odds look somewhat ridiculous, because the more well-rounded fighter goes on to win and wins comfortably. And people will be scratching their heads and wondering why they didn't see this path to victory for this 6-5 plus 120 underdog tonight. Now, I do believe that in order for Hill to win, he is going to have to suffer. He is going to have to take some big early shots. But I think Hill will eventually realise that he has no choice other than to try and take this fight down to the ground. And whether he sets it up well enough will be the deciding factor here for me in this fight. And that, for me, makes the underdog the value selection. I have to bank on the fact here that he will successfully be able to get the fight down to the ground. And that's where he will find the finish with the ground and pound. And that will lead to him, therefore, reclaiming the £205 strap that Jamahal Hill never actually lost. Now, obviously, when you take an underdog in any sport, you are going against what a majority of people think. Otherwise, it would be Jamahal Hill who's the favourite. I'm looking at the opinions of several experts, and I'm also implementing my own thought process here. Some people are concerned that Jamahal Hill is coming off surgery and is coming off a layoff, which is obviously why he vacated the title in the first place. But I don't think this fight takes place if Jamahal Hill isn't 100%. This card in particular has been plagued by names going missing and Dana White not being able to find a suitable main event that lives up to UFC 100 and UFC 200. And Jamahal Hill could have easily been another person who said, I'm not ready, or I don't want to step in and take this fight. I think I need a tune-up fight. No, none of that has happened. So I trust Jamahal Hill's camp. I trust Jamahal Hill himself. And I trust the fighter who I've never seen lose. I also trust him because he has more in his locker. He's more likely to win the wrestling battle if these two guys grapple at any point. Hill is younger. Hill is more athletic. And I just feel that whatever Alex Pereira dishes out, Hill will be able to withstand it. It will be difficult in the early stages. It will be scary. It's always scary, as I mentioned, because you are backing the underdog. But for me, Jamahal Hill has to be the play. And that will be my selection here for this fight. I'm going to take the underdog at the price of 6-5 plus 120. And I also like him to pick up this win via TKO KO, which is individually available at the price of 9-4. As we start with an upset prediction here for this UFC 300 card. Before we move on to covering another two fights here on this main card, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and it's also the fastest growing app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Up next, we move on to the all-Chinese women's world title fight as Weili Zhang goes up against Jianan Yan. That was hard to say. Weili Zhang is the 2-7 minus 350 favourite, whilst Yan is available here at 11-4. The method of victory market sees Zhang at 11-8 via TKO KO, 2-1 via a decision, and at 11-2 via a submission. Yan, who is the underdog here, she's got big underdog prices, 10-1 TKO KO, 6-1 decision, and 22-1 here via a submission. The total rounds market think that this fight could go long. Over 2.5 rounds is at 1-2 minus 200. Under 2.5 rounds is at 6-4. Under 3.5 is at 10-11. Over 3.5 is at 10-11. Then this is where you have the under becoming favourite. Under 4.5 is at 8-11. Over 4.5 is at even money. Fight to go the distance. Yes, 6-5 plus 120. No, 4-6 minus 150. This is obviously going to be a huge fight for the Chinese. And while I can't say it doesn't deserve to be on this card, I actually don't think it's in a great spot. This sandwich spot coming after the BMF battle and just before the main event, I can see this being a fight where people don't have a load of enthusiasm for it and probably use it to refuel, go to the toilet and to go and get their snacks, which is a shame for these two girls, as I don't think the crowd will be too jazzed to see it. But I also think one of the problems this fight suffers from is that it's very difficult to build a narrative for Zhang not winning this fight. Now, Yan has some of the best stand-up in any of the UFC's three women's divisions. She has found a smart balance between being aggressive and finding the timing to land her stiff right. And I believe if there is to be an upset in this fight, it's going to involve Yan outworking Zhang on the feet and getting the decision over five rounds. But for me, it's actually Zhang's wrestling that tilts the odds considerably in her favor. She is the more rounded fighter. We saw what Carla Esparza did to Yan. And if Mackenzie Dern actually had one reliable takedown entry, she probably should have beaten Yan too. So if Zhang can get Yan down to the mat, she's probably going to be pushing for a 10-8 round, or she's going to be able to find the finish. Yan is tough and she'll be able to hang in there, which is why you see the odds tilting more towards over 2.5 rounds. But at some point, I do believe that Zhang will be able to get the finish and we end up with the result that everybody's ultimately expecting here for this one. Moving on to the final fight we're going to cover here on the show, and that is the BMF title fight, as Justin Gaethje is the favourite to beat Max Holloway. Gaethje is available at 8-15. Holloway is a 6-4 underdog. Holloway holds the UFC record for the most significant strikes landed in a fight with 445, whilst five of Justin Gaethje's eight UFC wins have come by TKO KO in either rounds one or two. So there's a very, very clear narrative here. If Max Holloway can survive the first couple of rounds, then he is in a position where he can outwork and outland Justin Gaethje with his incredible strike rate. So the method of victory market should tell us that, because Max Holloway is at 5-2 to win by decision, and that is his best price. He's 20-1 via submission and 7-1 via TKO KO. Justin Gaethje is at 13-8 to win via TKO KO. That's his best price. He's 18-1 via submission and 3-1 via a decision. The total rounds market here, the over 2.5 is at 2-5, and the under 2.5 is at 7-4. Now, this is interesting because Justin Gaethje is the favourite, and the way that the market is laid out for Gaethje getting a stoppage and where he's historically stopped people, you would probably say that if the fight does get past the over 2.5 rounds mark, which is priced up at 2-5, suddenly Holloway becomes a live dog and suddenly the odds shift in his favour. So whilst Gaethje is likely to be the aggressor and will probably be looking to land a more significant fight, Holloway's still going to be working in those first couple of rounds. It's just going to be a case of whether he can take the heat from Gaethje. And if he can survive whilst putting in more of the work, it's possible he could nick either round one or two. And then he certainly becomes a live dog if it goes over 2.5 rounds, because he's certainly going to be in a position to win rounds 3, 4, and 5, or at least two of those three rounds, based on his work rate alone, which is what Max Holloway is famous for. So this is very, very interesting to me as we continue to look at the over-under rounds. Under 3.5 is at 6-5. Over 3.5 is at 8-13. It's 5-6 on under 4.5. It's 5-6 on over 4.5. Would a fight go to distance? Yes, at even money plus 100. And no, at 4-5 minus 125. I'm thinking that Holloway is a live dog here, and I'm leaning towards him to pick up the win here in this one. Now, the negatives of this bet are that Holloway gets hit a lot, And Gaethje hits hard. And Holloway has been through a lot in his career, which is unavoidable when you don't avoid fights. And you've got the balls of Max Holloway to step in the octagon with the likes of Alexander Volkanovski, Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar. But he's frequently been able to power through those situations. And he relies a lot on an unassailable chin, which isn't a sustainable strategy if Justin Gaethje hits you in the right place at the right time. So I'm skeptical about Max Holloway's defense and if it's solid enough to avoid Gaethje's heaviest punches and leg kicks. But ultimately, they are going to come in the first 10 minutes. And if we get through those 10 minutes, boy, are we on our way to seeing a classic. Gaethje's size and power could be the big difference. Even if it gets down to the scorecard, the damage that he could do when he lands could be enough to outweigh Max Holloway's heavier output. But Holloway has the kind of striking output that has foiled Gaethje in the past. The key to putting Gaethje down is to bother him from a variety of angles and open up his defences and press the advantage late on, which certainly benefits Max Holloway. Holloway landed a ton of strikes in his classic five-rounder win with Poirier, and if he can replicate that performance against Justin Gaethje, the door is open for a late finish, but more likely a decision victory. So for me, I'm going to take Max Holloway at this price. I see a definite route to victory for Holloway. It involves surviving the first 10 minutes. And if he can do that, he suddenly becomes more than a live dog. And the price of 6-4 plus 150 suddenly begins to look massive. I'm not saying that Holloway is going to win this fight. I'm not saying that it is mispriced. But this is a betting show. This is a gambling podcast. And often we are looking for value and we are looking for lines that are incorrect. To price Justin Gaethje up at 8-15 and to price Max Holloway up 6-4 plus 150, based on the fact that Holloway has a very clear route to victory, Gaethje is going to be at his most dangerous only for the first 10 minutes of the fight, which is the first 40% of this fight. For me, that makes Holloway a live dog here. So my selection here is simply going to be to take Max Holloway to win. And we take him to win this fight at the price of 6-4 plus 150. Before we close out with our lock on the show, let me let you know we're proud to partner up with AVO, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage sports betting, it's very simple. You're basically betting both sides of a bet at two different sports books to lock in a profit. The AVO tool scans the sports books looking for discrepancies in the odds and tells you how much money you need to place on each sports book to land the expected profit. Now, the tool is super easy to use and it's lightning fast. The speed is actually a big part of arbitrage sports betting because obviously you need to capitalize on any kind of line movement. Line movement can be based on bets or information, and some books can be left behind, giving you the opportunity to swoop in. The best part, though, is AVO is currently free to use without restrictions. That's right, it is completely free, and you can get started today at arbsversusodds.com. That's arbsversusodds.com, A-R-B-S versus odds, arbsversusodds.com. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm going back to the main event. Until I see something different, until I see Jamahal Hill actually lose, I'm going to ride with Jamahal Hill. I just see more routes to victory. I see him being able to withstand what Alex Pereira is going to throw out in the early stages. I see him changing up the game plan and being able to find a way to get his hand raised. I believe the wrong person is favoured in that fight. And I do believe, based on the odds, that there is significant value on Jamahal Hill. Am I worried that Alex Pereira could knock him out? Absolutely. Am I worried that he's coming off a layoff? Absolutely. But am I worried enough to not take him here as a 6-5 underdog when I've never seen the guy lose? No, I'm not worried to that extent. I believe there is significant value here in the selection. I believe the wrong fighter is probably favourite. I believe that Jamahal Hill has more to his game. He has more ways to win this fight. And I'm also going to align with a lot of actual UFC fighters who are also picking him to win the fight, including Michael Bisping and Israel Adesanya. So once again, your lock here on the show comes from the main event tonight. It's on Jamahal Hill, and we take him to get his hand raised at the price of 6-5 plus 120. That's it for me in this edition of The Fight Show, your UFC 300 preview. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.